2. What is responsible for your health or the lack of it? A few comments and observations that have arisen from my offer to muscle test your health measurements for free. If you think that past sins can be erased, you are probably mistaken about that. Injuries, inner or outer, may leave you permanent disfigurement. Pockmarks on your skin due to not leaving your pimples alone is one example. The inner pockmarks due to indiscriminate eating are another. If you are always angry, impatient, reactive, you probably don't chew your food to paste. I used to be like you. And to a lesser degree I still am. So pockmarks in your stomach, pockmarks in your intestines can be the source of your health problems, and ultimately your death. I cannot see it from your health measurements, by the way. I need some other things to see. Like how you react to certain foods. Or what I can see while I muscle test your food list. One of the people who asked for her free health measurements. One of the people who asked for her free health measurements also asked for her food list. The food list, interestingly, took into consideration not just her DNA, but also her personality, angry, flaring up, confrontational, defending herself. To her everything looks like an attack on her. With the help of the big bundle her cancer healed. But she still has low-grade stomach and backache. The backache is pain radiating from her stomach. She is one of those who can eat food that can wedge itself into those nooks and crannies of her stomach, or her intestines. So Source, who is answering my muscle testing, said no to any and all foods that could get and stay in those nooks and crannies, wreaking havoc. Anything with seeds, anything with skin. Or seeds slash nuts themselves. What happens when those small bits get stuck in those pockmarks? Inflammation. And eventually polyps and cancer. So even though the big bundle is an amazing tool for healing, it cannot do everything. It can and does deal with the inflammation itself, but if the irritant is stuck, then nothing much can help. Other than prevention. Onus. Onus is another word for responsibility, but not quite. It asks, who needs to do what? So the onus, the responsibility is on you to avoid the stuff, avoid actions, avoid circumstances that can eventually kill you. It's not from this wave of reports. But if you have hemorrhoids, or diarrhea, constipation, or itching. The onus is on you. Doing what you need to do, doing what you do differently. It is more often the how than the what. They are the consequence of something that you did, didn't do, or did the wrong way. Most of it is the result of your lack of awareness, lack of self-awareness, lack of paying attention. Forcing your way. The energy of the vine, my way or the highway. Although on the surface it looks as if it made you the winner, but it ultimately makes you the ultimate loser. You may win temporarily, but lose. Lose your life. And everything that would make life enjoyable. So what can you do if your personality is forceful? If you considered yourself the ultimate arbiter, the ultimate authority? Smarter than nature. Or if, alternatively, you lived your life as if there were nobody home. Humility. Humility says that you don't know. You are not even supposed to know. It is not in your wheelhouse to know. So you can get off your high horse, and listen to the world. Look. And get humble. Not in your wheelhouse, not within your area of expertise or interest, against, outside of, or not matching your general interests, abilities, or area of familiarity, outside of your comfort zone. And judging from the low truth value level of even scientists, not much is in your wheelhouse. So you behaving as if you should know everything, if you were an expert spouting your smart remarks, ultimately tells me that you are not only not willing to be humble, you believe your own press, and that, my friend, means you are stupid. Low IQ. Low astuteness. And you are not worth my time to deal with you, because you are incorrigible. My journey with humility. When I was little, my parents used to talk to each other in German. Nicht vor den Kindern, they said, and as a smart-ass child I tried to glean secrets from that. So as a child I was that stupid person who knew everything. And I was widely hated by some, admired by others. I smartened up in my late 40s, when I decided that maybe being stupid was a smarter move. That being humble was going to be better for my life. It was very hard to give that up, but ultimately giving up paid off for me. In happiness. In health. And, of course, in self-love. So it was definitely worth it. Anyway, I can't make you humble. But some of you will need a wake-up call. So far every person who asked for their free health measurements had something to correct. I will continue offering this free service only as long as I get enough data to see more, so I can help more people. So far it is bringing in more benefits than the little time it cost me. Free health measurements. Use coupon code NOSTRINGS. NOSTRINGS. Meaning, no strings attached. If you don't want it, you are either cowardly, or stupid. Or both.